disturbing for a number of reasons, the first of which is that this has to be understood within the context of what has been happening. So what has been happening is that we have been seeing quite a number of leaders, largely from the Patriotic Front government. These are being ministers, as well as people that are hoping to be adopted to stand for different positions on the Patriotic Front ticket. We have been seeing them going around in communities, distributing huge, huge stacks of money to potential voters. So it is within that context that what the vice president did on that video, I think, is something that really gives us a lot of concern. The issue is that money is being distributed at all. And I think that is something that we need to call out, and that is something that we have called out, and it's something that we should not see within the context of an electoral season such as the one that we are in as a country.
Do you see this as trying to influence the voters to vote for the PF, or by extension, as some people say, to buy votes for the party in the upcoming August general election?
Yes, indeed, Peter. And the context is that we are in an election season that is fraught, you know, with all sorts of accusations and all sorts of concerns and worries about the different motivations of the different political players for doing anything that they are doing. So it follows that anything that you do in this particular context, in such a heightened election season, is bound to be misunderstood in a particular direction by the different stakeholders that are at play within this particular particular context. And so it is very difficult for one not to reach the conclusion that what you know, members of the PF are doing, and indeed what the vice president herself was engaged in, is not anything that is intended to, you know, to influence the electorate in a particular direction. It's very difficult not to reach that conclusion, because that appears to be the modus operandi that the PF appears to have adopted. And I think this is something that is very worrying, even for us as TI Zambia, because ultimately it actually undermines the integrity of our electoral process. And I don't think that it is something that should be tolerated by anybody.
Morris, Sunday Chanda, the media director for Patriotic Front, has issued a directive before this that PF members should stop distributing money. However, some people are suggesting that this is a common occurrence in Zambian politics, where traditionally when you go to campaign, the people expect some monies to exchange hand as a tradition, and people are blowing this out of proportion. How do you respond to that?
Peter, I don't think that that is actually accurate to put it like that, as Mr. Sunday Chanda has put it. What is undisputable is that, you know, in the Zambian tradition or in Zambian setup, whenever you go, for example, to a traditional leader, whenever you are visiting a traditional leader, the expectation is that you will go with some form of gift, which is, you know, some form of appreciation for, you know, for the fact that that traditional leader has given you audience. And this gift does not necessarily need to be in form of money. And indeed, it is not always in form of money. It can be things like maybe a bag of sugar or a bottle of cooking or things of that nature. So it is not correct to say that it is normal within Zambia's political dispensation.
Morris, some people have cited Hakainde Hichilema, the presidential candidate for the UPND, of doing something similar, of distributing monies to supporters at campaign stops. So some people are suggesting that if this is what is occurring, then there has to be a constitutional amendment banning the distribution of money during campaigns in order to ensure that the integrity of elections are protected in Zambia. What is your take?
One of the issues that we have raised, even within the context of our programming, is this whole aspect of the role of money in our electoral process. So, yes, it seems that it is something that is starting to happen in different contexts and to different extents. And that's why we have said that even issues of campaign financing for political parties, for example, are things that we need to, you know, to get to the bottom of. Right now, Zambia does not have any form of legislation that regulates how political parties obtain their funding. They can basically obtain their funding from any source. And so we feel that that is something that is a danger even to our democracy and to the electoral process in its entirety. Because then you can easily have illicit money finding its way in political parties.